There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The truth shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your net. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
Hey, Willie Nelson, what'd you do with my friend Ty Bollinger? Bring him back. Bring him back, Ty.
Willie Nelson, what does that refer? Are you talking about the hemp section last hour?
No, it's the On the Road Again song, because every time we talk just about, you're on the road again.
Duh. Of course, you know, when I hear Willie Nelson, I don't think of that song. My dad's favorite song was My Heroes Have Always Been Cowboys, and So when I hear Willie, that's the song I think of.
Yeah, they don't wear cowboy boots so much in Seattle, though, where you are.
They don't, but I am on the road again. That one's right over top of my head. That shows you how tired I am not to get.
Well, listen, you and me both. We've been at it, and I'm not. I told everybody up front, don't anything I say can't be held accountable today, just in case. You were wrong.
I'm just glad to be able to join you through the miracle of modern technology to join you from Seattle and be able to sound like probably sound better than I do when I'm at home because the internet's better here.
That is very funny, in fact. Yes, your internet's doing well, and we've got a good link on you. You are now in the Pacific Northwest to hook up with our good friend. Which doctor is it that you're going to interview after the show tonight?
Yeah, right after the show, going to Dr. Jonathan Wright's office here in Tukwila, Washington, which is a suburb of Seattle, and going to interview him as well as Dr. Gaston, who, as I was telling you over the break, that he is doing some research. He actually wrote the foreword to a book about eggplant and cancer. It's got a compound called BEC5, and he wrote the foreword to Dr. Shom's book, and so I'm going to interview him about that eggplant and cancer. It's going to be very fascinating. Wasn't anticipating getting two interviews tonight, but I'm going to be able to get them both.
Well, you're going to have to keep expanding the international edition. You're going to have like 100 hours of shows to reveal to the world.
It's really mind-boggling to me the amount of footage that we're getting, because it seems like everywhere we go, we get two or three that we had planned and another one or two. And so it just keeps this snowball effect, which I'm really grateful for, because we're interviewing the smartest people in the world, and we're getting the best footage on how to treat cancer naturally from people from every country. So it's really exciting to me to be part of this, and I'm just really, really glad that we're making a difference, and I'm glad to be able to be on your show talking about it.
Oh, my gosh. It's ours when we're together on hump day, you know, my friend. Now, we did a video, Ty. It was me and Super Don. We do this a couple of times a week for Jerry Doyle and Epic Times.
Yep.
And this one was about the collapse of Obamacare. The Supreme Court may rule basically that it's in violation because of the subsidies given to state exchanges that don't even exist anymore.
Right.
And I said, I'm compassionate for the people that are hooked on this stuff, but at the same time, this is not an answer. And so one article said, hey, maybe the Republicans are finally proposing an option, right? But they're proposing a little bit more freedom within an allopathic medical monopoly, which is not freedom at all. So the Republicans don't really have an answer on this thing. And one of their decisions was like, hey, well, let's propose a $15 billion slush fund for curing the biggest problems that we have, including cancer and diabetes. And they went through everything and everything on the list. We right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show already know how to prevent and reverse. So they just absolutely are lost in the medical monopoly, as the Democrats are. They're just big government light.
Yeah, they really are lost. And the reason they're lost is because their whole philosophy is wrong. The whole philosophy is symptom management. The whole philosophy is let's throw more money at the problem and therefore it's going to get better. When in reality, you don't have to throw a lot more money at it. We already have a lot of answers for cancer. We already have a lot of treatments that help with cancer. You were speaking about it last hour with the hemp, an incredible treatment for cancer and autism and many other diseases. But we already have the answers. We don't need to throw more money at it. The problem is we're looking in the wrong places, and we're looking at pharmaceutical drugs, and the pharmaceutical drugs will never cure any disease because nobody's sick because they're deficient in drugs.
Mm-hmm. Well, we can have a discussion then this hour as we start.
Yeah.
About Bill Gates, because he's certainly of that mindset. In fact, he wants you to be a global citizen. Sign up, be a global citizen, right? No destruction of health sovereignty or individual sovereignty coming from that globalist. But he's written a letter, his annual letter. He's got a big bet. He says the lives of poor people, people in poor countries, will improve faster in the next 15 years than at any other time in history. And their lives will improve more than anyone else's. And why is that going to happen? Well, I think we need to go through it and blast it a little bit.
Well, let's do, because, you know, I do really admire Bill Gates, the scumbag, and I really think that he's out to help the world, eugenicist. But regardless, yeah, let's go through the letter.
Yes, okay, so he sees an opportunity. He wants to make the most of it. What is the opportunity? Well, to buy off governments around the world, to buy off the non-governmental organizations, the NGOs, and deliver products that he has a personal stake, investment, and profit off of. And one of those ways he's arguing at the beginning of his letter is that we got to reduce child deaths, diseases. We can wipe them out. But nothing to do with the law of the terrain, nothing to do with restoring, sanitation levels, you know, improving hygiene, nutrition. It's all about the shots.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, the thing is that they can get this stuff past us because it's all couched in goodness. Right. So you read the letter. We're putting our credibility, time, and money behind this bet and asking others to join us because we think there's never been a better time to accelerate progress and have a big impact around the world. Okay, well, yeah, it sounds great. So what are you going to do? Well, we're going to try to vaccinate everybody. Well, unfortunately, Bill, and I know that Bill knows this, but vaccines actually cause people to die. Vaccines actually shorten people's lifespans. Vaccines do not prevent these diseases that they're supposed to prevent. Bill knows this. Bill has been openly quoted as saying that vaccines are a good way to reduce population. You remember the video that we saw a couple years ago? Look, it's couched in goodness, right? But that's the way that they blow this by the general, you know, Joe Sixpack that's out there, doesn't really do any research and just believes what's on the media. Unfortunately, this vaccines are not a way to help the world. Vaccines are a way to cull. And that's exactly what vaccines are. They're a culling mechanism for the New World Order to get their eugenicist agenda out and reduce the population. And that's exactly what they do.
Ty, one of the claims here, and it's so common to the allopathic blinders that are put on so many in the West, is this wiping of polio and three other diseases off the face of the earth. That's the claim. He says, destroying a disease is difficult, he says. So difficult, in fact, it's only happened once in history when smallpox was eradicated in 1980. Well, that's a bald-faced lie. They just renamed it. It's not even true. But he gets away with it because the establishment elite tells you that that's the case, and the skepducks could, you know, target people who actually claim otherwise. But if we keep working hard, we can get rid of everything by 2030. This is a pipe dream. You're on planet Earth. You will never eradicate disease. It's part of life. In fact, it's part of the healthful development of healthy life to go through some of these diseases safely, which we can do with other mechanisms that don't involve injecting toxic poisons into innocent babies.
Mm-hmm. And here's something that's really interesting. They always play the rich against the poor in these letters. So he says the rich will keep getting new exciting advances too, but the improvements in the lives of the poor will be far more fundamental. The basics of a healthy, productive life. It's great that more people in rich countries will be able to watch movies, but it's even better that parents in poor countries will know that their children aren't going to die. So they always play the poor against the rich, and they want, you know, people, the poor people will read this and say, yay for Bill Gates, because now the poor people, the poor kids aren't going to have to die. Well, in reality, it's the vaccines that are killing a lot of kids, and it's the vaccines that are spreading polio. What was it, India? A couple years ago, that we had the polio vaccine was actually causing the non-polio paralysis that was going around.
Right, the renaming of polio is something that it is or it isn't, and it's all a word play, but they're very effective. They've got the PR, but they're losing it. They're losing it slowly but steadily because of the growth of the new media. And, you know, we continue to discuss this, and some people, if they're new to this show and what you've said, Ty, they'd be shocked, absolutely shocked. How can you say such things? But again, remember, the vaccines are accepted on faith, not on science. And, of course, then we get to the food part, because we would say the people are dying because they lack nutrition. So what's Bill Gates' response? Hey, biotech, to the rescue. Let's genetically engineer every seed that we put in there. Don't rehabilitate the soils of Africa. Don't worry about managing and growing organically. Let's engineer this and profit to the tune of billions, and then let's make sure everybody in Africa has to pay big money to get these seeds, or we'll tax every country that has the money to pay for it.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of the ways that they get these lies through is they mix them with the truth, right? They weave it together so it all sounds plausible. One of the things they say in here is absolutely true. One of the paragraphs, they say, better sanitation through simple actions like hand washing, as well as innovations like new toilets designed specifically for poor places, will cut the spread of disease dramatically. Well, you know what? That's absolutely true. That's the reason that most of the communicable diseases were wiped out, is because of proper
sanitation. Better sanitation, yeah.
So they weave that in with the vaccines. And, you know, people read and say, oh, that makes sense. You know, let's vaccinate everybody and let's get better sanitation, and we'll cut the disease dramatically. Well, bottom line is, The vaccines are going to spread the disease. We've seen that with measles. We've seen that with polio. We've seen that with the testimony of Jonas Salk before Congress in 1977 that testified that every disease for the last 20 years of polio, every instance of polio, was caused by the vaccine. Okay, so we've seen the fact that the vaccines are causing disease, but they mix that in with some general truths, and for the general public, it just kind of seems like it makes sense. Yeah, let's go for it.
And one of the arguments here, they've got a line chart, saying that American farmers get 5 times as much corn from their land as African farmers do. Like, that's really great, but considering that most every bit of corn outside of organic non-GMO corn is heavily subsidized by government, you got an artificial playing field here for increasing the yields, of course, of GMO corn that is destroying the guts of all those who consume it. And this is what they want to send to Africa to save them. GMO grains that will destroy their guts even worse.
Yes, and so here's another example of this, just the nonsense in this article. They say that most of the foods Africans eat isn't nutritious to make up a healthy diet, right? It's not nutritious or varied enough to make up a healthy diet. And so what are we going to do? We're going to send them genetically modified foods, like genetically modified corn, that's not only going to make them unhealthy, it's going to potentially kill them, give them cancer. So, again, they make up some truths, right? They aren't very nutritious. In Africa, they're starving. So what's the result, or what's the solution to that? Mm-hmm. Send them GMO corn? I don't think so.
Yeah. Well, like I said, the GMO, the modifications genetically, not to enhance the nutritional content, but to enhance their tolerance for toxic chemical poisons that cause cancer. And even the bugs eventually find a way to adapt, but in the meantime, the stupid humans consume it and are harmed. Or the ignorant ones, not necessarily stupid ones. In Africa, do they know this? I don't know. We'll be back to wrap it up on Bill Gates and his proposal. You won't believe where he's going next, and this CPA, TMB, knows.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotic contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, if you ever miss this show, archives for free, available everywhere, GCN, Natural News Radio, Epic Times, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio, and more. Glad you're with us. TMB, what else is Bill Gates saying we need to do? I mentioned your CPA background. Why would I do that in relation to what's going on in Africa?
Well, the real problem in Africa is not the fact that we have starving Africans that eat, you know, one meal every couple of days and they have, you know, less than a pair of clothes to their name. The real problem with Africa is that even though your average person has less than 5 shillings to their name, they need mobile phones and online banking. And if you gave them that, then everything would be solved.
What is Bill Gates smoking, and it's not cannabis? I tell you what. They need what? Digital currency. Yes, everybody needs an iPhone in Africa. That will save them. That will save them. And what else do they need to learn, right? Because it's not like Africans have been learning things in their own continent, passed down from their ancestors, tribal knowledge that is so very important in violence. What I've encouraged those that when I've gone to Africa to speak to the doctors there, I say, go back into the bush, save the medicine of your ancestors. That's where we got to go. We're all going to be saved by that. And yet, Bill Gates doesn't think so. They need something else to learn.
They need to learn how to be a good global citizen? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, in order to do that, they're going to be sent software from Microsoft. Yeah, software in your iPads. iPods or something. Something Apple.
I'm shocked. I'm just curious, you know, how are these people that live in areas that have no electricity going to charge up there? Are they going to send them some solar panels to charge up their iPads so they can track their 5 shilling of net
right.
worth? I mean, I'm not mocking the poor people there. This is an absurd idea from Bill Gates that what they need is mobile banking and software on their iPads so that they can become a better global citizen. Really what this is after, Gates is a globalist. Mm-hmm. He loves the thought of the New World Order to track all the citizens, and this is another step in that direction. And so that's why he's suggesting that the poor people of Africa get online mobile banking and software so that they can make these transactions a lot easier for them.
Yeah, and remember that globalism plays into corporatism and vice versa. The corporations become superior to the nations. National sovereignty is gone. And these NGOs and banking institutions, global banking institutions,
yeah,
come in and promise infrastructure improvements into these so-called third world poor countries.
Yeah.
And they buy off certain leaders of that country, make them wealthy beyond their wildest dreams, sell out their people, and then leave the nation in such debt that these corporations come in and claim ownership of the natural resources, including the people, and they might leave you with something like a coal-fired power plant, an oil-fired power plant, so that they can charge the iPads and the iPhones or the droids that run software from Bill Gates, so that they have their cryptocurrency. And again, the same problems of corruption, starvation, vaccine injury, GMO food are proliferated into other areas, and these corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state can basically sing happy songs while the same people that were dying before are dying afterwards, but now in greater debt.
Well, you know, I would have to I have to disagree with that there, RSB. I mean, Bill and Melinda, they're passionate individuals that are just working together to change the world.
You know what, Bill? Here's your genetically engineered corn cob. You know where to stick it.
Why don't you go stick it where the sun don't shine, as my dad used to say. Look, you're exactly right. What Bill and Melinda are after, global citizens, and this is exactly what this letter is intended to do. At the very end, they're trying to kickstart an effort to recruit tens of millions more of them, of these global citizens, that are going to all be subservient to the New World Order. And that's exactly what this is after. And Bill, you know, you look at this, you say, oh, Bill Gates has got such a big heart. He wants to help. Mm. No, he's in it for Bill. And let me tell you something. If you look at the bottom line, mm-hmm, I guarantee you that Bill's got his fingers in a lot of these companies that are going to be moving, yep, industry into these third world countries.
Yeah, Bill's going to send us all the bill. And by the way, I just want to reiterate, we agree with some of what's written in here, particularly send toilets, send things to clean the water supply.
Absolutely.
Rehabilitate the soils, which he did not mention. But the clean water, good toilets that function, that will go a long way, in fact, further than just about every other thing combined in his promotion of vaccines and cryptocurrency and software.
Yeah.
All right,
just remember this. A mm-hmm lie mixed with the truth is a lie.
It's still a lie. That's right. It just sounds better for some. But not here, not now, not ever. Globalism, look, we know we're on planet Earth. We're not delusional. But you've got values. We value liberty, not globalism and collectivism. And we can help each other individually, not collectively. All right, anthrax for everyone.
Oh,
from
yeah
where? We're going back home to our own Pentagon. Oy vey is what I got to say. Stick with us, TMB RSB next. Yes.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
30dayfoodsupply.com has a special offer just for GCN listeners. Mention GCN when you order, and we'll send you a free bag of Oregon Trail Foods' new vegan burger, a $9 value, with your order of our 30-day food supply, still only $99. In addition, with every six-month supply purchased, mention GCN and receive a free Life Straw water filter. Our vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar bags. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. This is a limited time offer, so order today. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. ExtendoVite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, kids are out of school. Liam, I know that doesn't impact you so much, but you know, it's like a different rhythm. Well, we get into
whose lunch money am I going to steal now?
Well, yeah, now I know. Where are you going to get the lunch money? Exactly.
Who am I going to shake down?
Do you still see a lot of young kids going to Chipotle? Do you get to go to Chipotle much?
I don't know what's happening. All I do is research and go to the library and write. And then I go to a cafe and I write. And then I draw some storyboarding for the stuff I'm working on, mm-hmm. and that's what I do. So I don't know anything else. And I'm going to be building gardens again. I take, a day a week. Oh, today. Oh,
you got to build a garden. Okay.
Gotta
go. We'll hurry. We'll get you out of here. the movie thing. I was just intrigued by a new movie coming out. I know you haven't seen much. I haven't seen much, but that Brian Wilson biopic, with John Cusack looks interesting to me.
Did you say biopic?
Is that how they say it? Biopic?
How's your vision?
I don't know. Myopic, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Biopictorial.
I like to say things differently. If there's one thing you've learned about me.
Get versatile with it. What was the word you made up years ago?
Exactly, tutoral. We did make up some good words over the years together. I forget.
the biographical picture.
Yes.
Or the biopic, as we say here.
I don't know. Biopic sounds really cool.
He injected it. He took a biopic and passed out. Yeah,
biopic.
It's going to be depressing, though.
Yeah, maybe. But we talked music and the Beach Boys. Well, Brian Wilson was the Beach Boys in terms of the writing. I think did some things, man. I know what I remember. I'm just having a flashback. I know it's Flashback Friday when I was in elementary school. Okay, I don't know if anybody ever knows this. I was in a thing called the Swing Choir. The Swing Choir. It was like I knew you'd laugh at me, but it was a dancing and singing group. It was elementary school. Come on, man, no laughing. And we actually did a Beach Boys song. So there you go, Throwback Friday. Yeah, happy now.
So the biopic of Reese Witherspoon. Oh, what's his name? Brian Williams.
Brian Wilson, the Beach Boys.
Yeah, Brian Williams. Didn't Brian Wilson say that he was in Iraq and he wasn't?
No, that was Brian Williams. Yes.
So Brian Wilson, but the Brian Wilson biopic is not about his biopic is not about his his music.
No, it's about him surviving a psychiatrist.
A psychiatrist.
Yeah.
Played by the guy from Sideways. So that's the very different movie than like the Beach Boys music one. Mm-hmm. This is where he becomes John Lennon in the 70s, shuts the door, doesn't come out, does drugs.
Right. And ends up where? Well, John Cusack plays him, and I always enjoy his film. Usually I do.
I know. He's been in a lot of stuff, but none of it gets... It's like when he stopped being kind of a cute 20... He played 20s well into his 30s, and then, like they do with all actresses, he just takes supporting roles after that, and you're happy to see him. And he's taken some weird stuff, like been in some serial killer movies, like just stuff that you're like, I don't know if I really want to spend hours watching that.
You remember him? He was in Con Air with Nick Cage?
I do. That might have been a turning point for both of them, because they were both still good at that point. And I think Cusack has remained good, but what happened to Nicolas Cage?
I don't know what happened to Nick Cage. He's doing biblical movies, which is fine, but I think that Cusack is good because in real life, as we could say, he doesn't hold back. He doesn't censor himself on issues of politics and all kinds of things.
No, he doesn't. Maybe that's why he hasn't gotten so many roles. Maybe he just... That makes more sense.
But he leans, more liberal, but at the same time, libertarian a bit, and he's a thinker, He's a real thinker in that regard, so...
He is.
Anyway.
You need a pitcher, not a belly itcher.
Right. And it's a biopic, not a biopic.
So speaking of the biopic, the Liam Sheff biopic is going to be played by Keith Richards. So I got to fix this tooth thing I have going on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, that's right. Your gum thing.
Did you just check your Twitter?
I'm getting
Was I interrupting you?
Super Don is messaging me, and I told him he can join us anytime, but we'll see if he wants to open his mic. Sometimes he does, sometimes he's shy when you're on, Liam.
So that was it.
As far as the bone broth that you mentioned, remember last time we were on last week, I think, you mentioned that you were going to try some. Did you do a sip? Did you gag? How'd you do?
I had some. I bought some. I bought more than I will probably use.
Okay.
I didn't love it. It didn't taste of much. It wasn't a big deal. It's been interesting because I've been a vegetarian for a long time. And it's interesting to have something and be like, okay, my body digested. I don't feel great. I feel a little headachy. It's not my favorite thing in the world. I haven't minded having an egg or two. I generally don't eat the yolk, the white. I generally just eat the yolk.
Is that what you did when you did the egg last time?
Yeah, I mean, I think you want to know what I did the last time? I ate the shell.
You did not. You ate the calcium carbonate. Excellent.
I did.
Well,
I ate
done.
The shell.
On purpose?
Yeah, I just, you know, I'm just weird. Like, I just wanted to see kind of what would happen. And
right? It's like shards of glass throwing your through your intestines.
No, it crunches up and becomes like a powder. And you're supposed to put it in a blender, but I don't have a blender. So I just had to chew it. And in order to pad it a little bit, I chewed it with the egg white in it.
Most people do not choose egg shells as their chew toy.
No, well, I wanted it for the calcium because, you know, on the internet, somebody was saying that it was good for teeth. So it's just calcium carbonate. So I went to the Whole Foods.
We're almost done with the show. I tend to be a little looser with whatever. It's just coming out of my head how it's coming out. Going back also to the anthrax scandal.
Yeah.
For instance, we have in homeopathy anthraxenum, which is the homeopathic form of anthrax, which is indicated more for a cutaneous anthrax. Than pulmonary, if you will, which is much more dangerous, if it manifests in the lungs. But if you nebulize silver hydrosol into the lungs, you can damage the spores there and knock out the anthrax. But they're not going to acknowledge or embrace that for some strange reason, perhaps because where the military-industrial complex ends and the pharmaceutical industrial complex begins is a very fuzzy line.
It is. It is a fuzzy line, and if the pharmaceutical companies had the same accountants that the military-industrial complex had, we'd have some pretty serious issues, wouldn't we, with these publicly traded pharmaceutical companies that the top 10 pharmaceutical companies in the Fortune 500 make more than all the other companies combined. Look, Robert, here's something that's interesting. I got to go back to this Pentagon because I'm reading the rest of the story.
Sure.
Many of the problems occurred in simple bookkeeping errors, other than really true financial losses. The plugs amounted to $538 billion. Let me explain what that means. In accounting terminology, if you get to the bottom line and you're off a few dollars, you plug the difference, right? And so, you know, let's say we're off a dollar or two or three, you can plug that difference. You don't get in any trouble plugging a few bucks.
Mm-hmm.
The plugs on the financial statements for the Pentagon amounted to $538 billion. So they basically couldn't figure out where $538 billion went to, so they just plugged it to make the balance sheet balance. This is unheard of. I guarantee you, I would like to meet the accountants that could not do the accounting properly to where they had to plug $538 billion. I think there's more to this than bad accountants, because what this article leads you to believe is that the real problem is that the accountants were not really good at bookkeeping.
Well, you know, $100 billion here, $100 billion there. Pretty soon you're talking some real monopoly money.
Yeah, exactly.
That's where we're doing it. And by the way, my son had a friend over the weekend and they were playing Monopoly. My daughter was playing Monopoly, the old Parker Brothers game. And, my son's friend says, "What's all this paper money doing here?" I'm like, "What do you mean? Haven't you ever played Monopoly?" He says, "Yeah, we have Monopoly at home, but it comes with electronic debit and credit cards. There's no paper money anymore."
Really?
Yeah, I had no idea. But, I mean, they were grooming the next generation to expect everything should be plastic.
Wow. I vaguely remember reading a story a few years ago that Monopoly was going to be going to digital money. Yeah.
Cashless society. Start them young.
Getting its used to it.
Yeah. Absolutely incredible here.
Yeah.
So, again, we acknowledge the role of constitutional defensive force, if you will, the armed forces, the military. We certainly speak out often about protecting our troops by bringing them home, and when we bring them home, not drugging them out of their minds or into suicide or homicide. So it's a different perspective. Perhaps our value system ties a little different from those who say they support the military or say they support the troops that don't acknowledge or even go into issues like we're discussing here, particularly, again, as we're hard on the political left, but we're also hard on the political right when it comes to the blind allegiance to a military that can't even account for trillions of dollars of spending.
Mm-hmm. And the interesting thing is those that say they support the troops are the same ones that are using the troops as human guinea pigs with all of these experimental vaccines that they're exposed to that many people don't realize is happening to our military. So we admire the men and women that are fighting far too much to let that go unspoken. They may be fighting for causes that we would disagree with, but we'll never argue with their courage and valor.
Yeah. And by the way, if you have friends in the military, family, loved ones in the military, make sure that they're on the vaccinosis homeopathic formulas to counteract all the things they're getting shot up with. And
yep.
Those of you out in California as well, just about to sit under the full phase of medical tyranny by mandating these vaccines for all children with only medical exemptions available to you, which will never be granted.
Yep.
You'll also want to consider like vaccinosis remedies. King Bio, our friend Dr. Frank King, who's going to join us in Nashville, Tennessee in a couple of weeks here, or it's going to be up before we know it, Ty, will be in Nashville for that, the IAC convention. We'll also have some of that we'll discuss, because a lot of the damage to the GI tract, which we'll talk about healing, is happening because of these vaccines.
Oh, absolutely. There's no doubt about it that the vaccines are one of the primary causes for all of these intestinal issues, these leaky gut syndromes and the irritable bowels and all of these things that are happening over the last 20 years, these diseases that have been created that we never saw before. It's interesting how they've had this huge uptick since vaccines have increased. And I've also seen a huge uptick since the GMO foods. I think you put those together, it's a 1-2 punch to destroy your immune system, especially your gut.
Well, and that's why we spent the first half hour of our show together with going outside the boxes, opening the box and dumping it on Bill Gates and his foundation because of the support of things like GMOs and feeding Africa with frankenfood.
Absolutely, yeah. Gates and scumbag go hand in hand. I really can't stand that guy. I used to look up to him until I realized that he's one of the main ones that is in charge of this systematic poisoning of people that we are supposed to be helping.
Yeah.
And through vaccines and other issues. Gates is a complete scumbag.
Well, we'll continue telling it like it is, not holding back at all. Here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Outside the Box, every hump day with Ty Bollinger. And we're going to be back to wrap it up on medical examiners taking body parts and not returning them. And also, could a tattoo be misdiagnosed as cancer?
No.
We'll be right back.
The Robert.
Thanks, Liam. Talk to you in a bit.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Corolla? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't leave enough to dollar. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. In 1985, former President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House from Europe, where it was manufactured at the time, effectively making him the first American to use Carnivora. He used it successfully for a serious immune challenge, which we are prohibited from mentioning in the United States. I would like to add that he used Carnivora approximately 8 years prior to the onset of his Alzheimer's condition, for those of you inadvertently connecting the two events. Visit us at Carnivora.com, now used in 27 countries around the world. Carnivora instinctively seeks out abnormal cells only that don't belong in the body without harming a single normal cell. 100% pure, natural, and harmless to humans and animals. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or visit Carnivora.com. Your immune system will thank you.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Thanks for everyone being a part of the United States and world of Health Talk Radio and the world of reversing cancer. That Ty Bollinger, the mission that you're on, my friend, and you're still out and about. I'm sure the family misses you.
Yeah, I'm still out and about. I miss the family as well. Charlene and Brianna, Bryce, Tabitha, and Charity, I miss you all. I know you're listening tonight. Can't wait to see you next week, but in the meantime, we're out doing the work that God's given us to help the world, and we're in the middle of doing it. And about to leave Seattle tomorrow to go down to L.A. As we speak here, we've got an interview with Dr. Jonathan Wright this evening.
Excellent.
Here at the clinic in Tahoma, and then the Tahoma clinic. It's actually in Tukwila, mm-hmm. which is just outside Seattle. And then we fly down to L.A. tomorrow, and boy, we were rock and roll from there on down to Mexico for a couple of days, back up to L.A. I can't remember the schedule. I have to look at it, but it's pretty crazy for the next 5 or 6 days, but then we're pretty much done.
Yes. Well, it's very exciting, and say mm-hmm. hi to Dr. Wright. Also, I'm very excited you're going to connect with John Rappaport, our good friend, and he is amazing. Is the investigative reporting over decades of work, so I'm so thrilled he'll be part of this as well.
Oh, me too. Really looking forward to interviewing John Friday night, and going to get him to chime in on vaccines, mm-hmm. especially. I'm really looking forward to picking his brain on this, because that's a subject that here in California that we're going to be tomorrow. We're actually Seattle tonight, but California tomorrow. That is a really, really touchy subject now, and it's going to be even worse when they pass that bill, which I think they will pass.
It's a nightmare, I know. And that Dr. Richard Pan guy, I think this story applies to him, although it's out of New York, not California. Medical examiners taking body parts and not returning them. I think they took Dr. Pan's heart and brain, and they didn't return it to him in California.
Yeah. I think that he definitely has had a partial lobotomy at least,
mm-hmm.
and
You know, I say a lot of times I'll make the joke that he has rectal cranial inversion.
Mm-hmm.
I actually think that he's worse than that. What I believe at this point is it's not that his head's so far up his butt that he can't see straight.
Yeah.
I think that he has been bought off.
Sure.
And that's what's driving this right now. I can't imagine anything other than that he's compromised due to money.
Well, and in the case of Richard Pan and his rectum, it's an insult to the microbes that live in his rectum to have his head there. So we don't want to do that. The microbes are okay.
Don't want to offend the microbes.
Yeah. This story, just briefly, it's kind of interesting. New York court rules that medical examiners don't have to return all your organs. So if you lose a loved one in a car crash, they do an autopsy, they remove an organ, they don't have to tell you whether they've given it back or anything. It's kind of a strange, like, X-Files story.
Well, it is weird. Apparently this comes from a case of a 17-year-old that was killed in a wreck. And the family buried the son, didn't know they'd removed the brain, and they saw the brain a few months later on a field trip.
Oh my God!
It was in a jar, and it was labeled. Apparently they recognized it because his name was on it.
Oh my God!
So jury awarded over $1 million for emotional distress, and it was reduced to $600,000 by a mid-level court. But that's pretty crazy, isn't it? At that point. You know, the person's dead, but you would just think out of respect for the family
that
this kind of stuff wouldn't go on.
Little bit of courtesy can go a long way in this regard if you're harvesting organs, even for educational purposes. All right, here's another thing. Tattoos. I'm not a big tattoo guy. I think if you want a tattoo, get one of those temporary ones and then see, because if it's on you, you know, by the time you're 70 and old and wrinkled, you got all these tattoos on you. Okay, if you like it, that's fine. But this woman's tattoo was mistaken for cancer on an imaging test.
Yeah, I think they do a PET scan?
I think you're right, yeah. It was a body scan. Let's see, was it PET or CT?
It's a combination.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, a combination, and they mistook it for cancer, although the irony here is that some of the things in the ink might even cause cancer.
Well, sure, yeah. I mean, apparently it looked like she had some kind of cervical cancer because of the ink that we used on some of the tattoos. And it's funny that you say that. I think it was last year interviewing Dr. Buttar,
mm-hmm.
and we were talking about tattoos, and I asked him, you know, he's not one to, you know, mince words, and I said, so what do you think about, you know, people that have the tattoos there? And he said, I think they're freaking idiots because the mercury in the tattoos causes cancer.
Yeah, that's what people don't realize. What's in the ink?
Yeah.
Not so good for long-term health and viability. So as I said, if you like body art, do it temporarily with no mercury. I'd be highly recommended. But then again, what do we know? We're a bunch of non-tattooed freaky radio guys.
We're just conspiracy theorists, that's all.
No, factually based, of course. Apologies to the family of LBJ for miscorrecting him. I don't even know what I'm saying at this point because we're done. Ty.
Oh, no, we're done?
Yeah, we are. Safe journey on the rest of the trip as you connect with a lot of great healers and reveal a lot more in the next round of the Quest for the Cures Continues International Edition. And we're only left with that reminder that we remind them with.
And that would be that the power to heal is yours.
Yes, sir.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
happen.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.